You're listening to Talking with Creators. This is Liam Higgins, and I'm going to be speaking with Jaden Rivera today. This is our first episode, so we'll see how it goes. You don't know really where the conversation will go ever. So even when you do plan, today I've actually done zero planning on purpose so I could get, number one, the feeling of my podcast, but also to come across authentically, because I think during my time doing the Hit the Topic podcast, I would listen to my voice, and a lot of times it would come across really inauthentic. So I'm hoping maybe the change shows, but we'll see. You're always looking to better yourself as a podcaster, and today I'll be doing just that. So here it is with a little ad from our sponsor.
Hear me?
Hey.
Oh, hey, what's up? How do I sound?
Yeah, you sound perfect. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Sorry about that. I'm not great with the old apparooskies.
No worries. Welcome to the podcast, Talking with Creators. First guest ever, Jaden Rivera.
What's going on? Oh, we're live already.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Oh, okay, cool. Hell yeah, that's how I like it. Let's do this.
So yeah, I understand.
Thanks for having me on.
I understand you actually host a podcast of your own.
Yes, I do. A couple, two or three, but my flagship, as I think they say, is this one called Talk Time Radio that I think we talked about a little bit earlier. Not sure if you had the chance to hear any of it. Hopefully you weren't within earshot of any coworkers.
I'm looking at your phone. I want to see what your text. No, I didn't have any single issue there. Texting at work, I found a way to get away with it and never have any issues, but I know what you mean there. So, with that podcast, it seems to be, to me, very comedy-based, very much so based around spoofing the news of today. Am I wrong, or?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, it kind of depends. Sometimes I'll go with kind of one of the news stories, you know, that's set in our reality. Sometimes I'll make up my own. It kind of just depends. I mean, story, like the latest one, every once in a while, there's a story that it makes the episode itself, basically, just based on, you know, what the story is. Like this recent Antonio, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the whole Antonio Brown
thing,
or if you're a football guy. Well, apparently he ripped one in this doctor's face a few times, and while he was doing like a physical or something, and I'm like, well, okay, I'm doing a podcast about that, and it basically writes itself. I'm sorry,
by talking about like someone's face, like ripping like an actual literal fart, or like,
yes,
oh, okay, so
yes, that actually happened. That really did happen.
Wow.
Evidently. It's pretty disrespectful, but it's hilarious.
One of the most professional people I think I know. any other, I mean, think about it. Any other job, that's it. You're going to get fired from that. You're going to get fired from ripping ass in someone's face. I mean, no doubt about it. But in football, I mean, you could like literally – you could literally do, I mean, Ray Rice hit his you know, girlfriend at the time, and he wasn't released till weeks later. You know, like, there's.
Yeah, you know, and I have, I'm sorry.
Continue, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. And, you know, maybe this is a controversial thing to, well, of course it is, which is, that's my world, apparently, that I live in, but. You know, with the whole thing, I mean, just since we're talking about it, two things. One thing, I think that Johnny Depp could probably get away with farting in a doctor's face, and, you know, maybe Steven Tyler or somebody. But yes, it's one of the very football or athletes in general, one of the very few professions where you can rip ass in somebody's face and go to work, you know, the next week. But also, you know, in a weird, and I'm curious if you agree with this, I personally, regardless of what you do, whether it's, you know, fart in somebody's face, whether it's, you know, getting a drunk driving accident, or, you know, hit your wife, which none of these things, I don't condone them, but I am a firm believer that you should just let the law handle it. And once again, this is probably not a very popular opinion, but I don't think that the NFL should have anything to do with what you do off the field. Is that crazy?
Here's what I think. I think that the league has a fundamental disconnect between the players association and the owners. And the disconnect is, to me, and the short answer is I do disagree, but not so harshly. We're not far off. I think that rules have their place. And I think that in order to be a functioning league, you have to set rules. But at the same time, the players should be the owners, in my opinion. I think to have owners in the NFL is controversial in my mind, because you know, you watch the NBA, these owners are for their players. They're always standing up in defense. And it's the opposite in the NFL. You don't see that. They want to, you know, there's with marijuana. The NFL has done nothing about it. The NBA is pretty progressive. They don't enforce drug testing. And I'll have my fiance do a double check on this, a fact check, she's going to be helping.
Oh, wow. You got a producer and everything. Damn. I need to step up my game.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if she's interested. No, but for me, like in the NBA, they're always for the players. They're always.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that guy's name? Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole situation, I think Adam Silver handled that the best way he possibly could. I mean, am I wrong?
That was the Adam Silver is the he's like the Roger Goodell of,
yeah. Yeah, he's
of the NBA.
He's,
I'm not a basketball guy, so
he's the commissioner. Yeah, sorry, he's the commissioner.
Oh yeah, okay.
And if you think about it, like with the whole issue it within what is it, the not the Pledge of Allegiance, but the national anthem, the league was against the players even having a place to even voice their concern. NBA, while they do have rules set around the national anthem, they offer their players the platform to voice what bothers them. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it's my interpretation. What's your biggest sport? What's the sport that you're biggest on as far as like a fan?
Oh, you know, it's always been football, but MMA is making a strong leadership contention.
What's your fascination?
I would say
MMA.
Football. The elite, the athletes at the highest level going, basically doing the most difficult thing possible is basically fighting somebody in your underwear in front of millions of people. You know, I think Joe Rogan said it best. It's strategic. I forget exactly what he said, but something that's basically high level strategy with dire circumstances. And, it's like a game of chess, but it's also physically demanding. And, I mean, you gotta be athletic. You gotta be really smart. You know, a lot of people think that these fighters are just boneheads, which they are not. They're very much the opposite, as with, you know, a lot of football players and a lot of, any professional athletes, really. A lot of people don't realize that most of them, including people in the UFC, a lot of them did go to college. Mainly football and basketball, obviously, but MMA, a lot of people don't realize a lot of those guys were A lot of them come from, and especially a lot of the successful ones coming from a collegiate, you know, Division I wrestling background. So yeah. that would be, what about yours?
I'd say basketball, but with a close second, either football or hockey. I'm from the Northeast. I imagine, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Where are you originally from?
I'm a Texas boy. I'm from the Houston area, but
no way. I used to live in Houston myself.
Oh yeah, what part?
Actually, the Kingwood Humble area.
Okay, I'm from not far. My hometown is Conroe, actually, but I moved. We're like around the corner from each other, or we were. I moved here from the heart of Houston, though. I grew up in Conroe, but I progressively kind of gravitated towards the city of Houston, but not a huge fan. This area is more my. Hopefully, you feel the same way.
Yeah, I really love Austin. I mean, it's just a more well-rounded city. It almost feels to me like the culture is very separate in Houston. Here, it's everyone's welcome. Everyone is there in the moment and experiencing the moment to their customized experience. You know, it's everyone's welcome here. And that's the biggest difference I notice.
Let's not go too far, Liam. The freeways are already too crowded. I say everybody stay away. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know about you, but these floods the last few years, no one's, you know, maybe national news here and there gets coverage, but I'm legit worried about Houston. I mean, I think it's Houstlantis at this point. I mean, what is this?
We'll be soon.
In the last 5 years or like the sixth flood? I mean, I lost two cars living in Houston, literally because of floods. Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got flooded once. I'm sorry.
What's your biggest flood experience in Houston?
You know, I personally, mine was just, we moved into this, it was a cool townhome at first till we realized that there was a reason we got it at such a good price. It turns out it was on a pretty low floodplain. And we just, it was just nobody else got flooded. We got flooded just because of where we were. And they had a submersible pump in the middle of like a courtyard that wasn't working. We're like, oh, that's cool. They have a submersible pump. And we were young and stupid. We didn't even think like there's probably a reason that it's there. I lived on the second floor. So it didn't really affect me too much. It was really just one room of the house. I'm not sure exactly how that happened.
Yeah.
But unfortunately my friend Alicia, her room got flooded, but we had a whole upstairs to live in, so it wasn't too bad. And I don't have any major flood stories. I almost died in downtown Houston after Hurricane Ike. I was part of the relief effort. That's a whole nother story, but it wasn't actually my house. So I almost got caught in a flood. It was basically like, you know, those helicopter rescue videos where they're like standing on top of the car and there's water everywhere and they're getting airlifted out of there. Well, it was like that minus the helicopter and minus the rescue. So we were just, we managed to make it out. But I do have a very close friend that was affected by these most recent floods, like whatever that was last week or within the past few days.
Mielda, or I think it's Imelda, or I don't know. It's the weirdest name for a storm. In all seriousness, I don't want to make a joke about, you know, a recent flood, but that is definitely the most, I don't know, creative way to name a storm right there. Imelda? I mean, is that how it's pronounced?
I guess it would be Imelda, like Imelda Marcos.
Yeah, okay.
Hell if I know. I didn't even know that's what it was. We don't get to – I mean, I feel like I'm so disconnected from back home. Obviously, I have a little bit of family there, but my mom and my stepdad weren't really affected by it. Their house is kind of on a hill, so they weren't really affected by it, and I don't – you know, talk to too many other people from back home. And for the ones I did talk to, they, or a lot of people close to them weren't really affected by it. I mean, Houston is a people, I think, forget it's a bayou city. So it's not like, you know, it's not like Denver, Colorado or anything, like a mile high above sea level or anything. But, yeah, I don't know how we got to talk. I just started out as it was Antonio Brown. Some of the stories for my podcast kind of write themselves. Now we're talking about hurricanes and floods and shit.
You know, there's a wave that a podcast episode has, and you just have to ride it. I don't know. I mean, and this is perfect. When it comes to podcasts, what originally got you into it? Like, what was the main reason why you got started, you know, doing these
I was just making sure that it wasn't me that threw it off because I'm kind of ADD. I was just making sure I didn't set us off in another. You're allowed to. You're the host. As the guest, I think I'm your lead. Sure, it wasn't me, but I've always kind of been what they would call, I guess the term is audiophile, like PHILE. I've always just loved doing, you know, creating audio content. I've been doing my own solo music project for years now, and I've always just loved podcasting. I was where I got started. I don't know if you remember this, but Dave, what's the guy from Van Halen? I'm drawing a blank. What's the guy from Van Halen?
The singer, Dave.
David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So David Lee Roth used to do like this fake kind of, cause mine's more like a talk show where people talk shit to each other. I do different voices and then I screw with, you know, when we have real callers, I'll use different voices to kind of screw with them. So it's more of a talk radio show, but the original idea came my initial, the genesis for my podcast was a few different ones. One of them was David Lee Roth used to have this thing back in the day where it was like a fake rock radio, you know, it's like, hey, David Lee Roth coming at you. This is Kiss with, you know, Party All Night or whatever. And then they played a song or whatever. So it was kind of like this thing where it was a spoof of, you know, that, you know, corny rock radio of it seems like yesteryear. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's around too much anymore. So, and then there was this other one, this game called, I don't know if you're a gamer at all, but there's a game called Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, of course.
Are you familiar?
I mean,
yeah. I love
five
it.
Or.
What I'm talking about was maybe even the Grand Theft Auto 3, the first one on the newer generation platforms. I thought it had a talk radio station, but it was basically like very similar to what mine is basically a spoof or a satirical version of talk radio because it always intrigued me. I was like, man, this is great. Like, I wish there was more of this, but I was always limited to hearing just what they had on the game. And obviously they didn't, you know, it wasn't the focus of what they were trying to do. So it was more play the video game. And this is just kind of a background thing. I was like, well, I would rather listen to that almost more than I would rather play the game. And so I always wanted more of that. And so I always had it in my mind. That was the thing. And then later on in life, I came across this guy, and I don't know if you're familiar. His name's Phil Hendry. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't. Tell me about him.
So he is a revolutionary. He does what we do is similar, and we have different ways that we approach it. But if there is anybody in the world that was close to what I do, it's him. And I would myself in the same realm as him. He is a genius. He does it all live. He has like videos of him doing it and all that stuff. And he does it improv and all that, just like I do. But I layer my vocals, so I'll do it live one take, and then I'll go back over it and kind of layer the vocals so that I can interrupt myself and make it sound a little more realistic. If that makes sense, basically just overdubbing. So, you know, even the most polite conversationalist will, you know, kind of overlap a little bit and give a little, like you just did, you know, just like a, mm-hmm, you know, kind of thing. So it was started off with David Lee.
So you go into the actual track and you add in like laughs and chuckles and like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. A little stuff like that. So that, because up with yourself.
Yeah.
So you have to go back and add some of that nuance in, just, you know, just kind of feeling out the timing. I mean, you gotta, it took a while for me to get the rhythm down. If you go back and listen to some of the earlier episodes, they don't flow as well. It's just, it's just kind of clunky, I guess. I don't know, but it's evolved to something that I really, really enjoy doing. Unfortunately, all my friends and family think I'm crazy. They don't know. They don't get a lot of them do, but you know, I would say the vast majority of my friends and family have no fucking idea what I'm doing or why. They enjoy it when they hear it, but then they're like, well, there you go. I don't know if you've ever tried to turn anybody on to podcasting or something. It's very hit or miss, and mainly miss. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, hey, you should check out so-and-so. He has a funny show. And they're like, oh.
Absolutely. And here's, I think this is just, something that everyone kind of deals with. It's the same thing with music. We all have our own tastes. Some enjoy radio. Some of us are older, yeah, enjoy the radio. Some are at an age where it's like, I love podcasts more than radio. You know, and some people in the younger generations, that's what they're going to grow up listening to. They're not going to grow up with the radio because it's listened to less often. But when it comes to like podcasting, it's such a brand new platform, such a brand new realm in media. It's not in its infancy per se, but it's still a relatively new piece of technology and piece of art that, you know, at this point in time, it's something that is a way of expressing oneself. It's an expression, yeah, of you. It's an expression of the show that you've created. So for me, yeah, I have to put everything aside. What are people going to think about me? What is, you know, those internal thoughts? And
you know, oh yeah, yeah.
It's tough to put those aside because we're human. But I don't know.
Oh, believe me, I know exactly what you're talking about. I made the conscious decision to completely throw myself out there. I mean, I've lost friends, like, because I've had people just like disassociate themselves with me because of something that I said on a podcast. I still don't understand it. I'm like, dude, you understand it's fucking make believe, but they'll be like, oh, I can't associate with a guy that says this or that. I mean, I don't know how much of it you heard, but there really is no holds barred, and it's kind of a social experiment that I'm paying the ultimate price with by, you know, having it be at my expense. It's like, well, yeah, what if there wasn't a line, you know? I hate that everybody, especially these days, man, everybody's walking on eggshells, dancing around topics. No, I take it head on. It really is a social experiment. It's like, what if somebody said did the unthinkable? And I've just about done it all to the point where I'm like, whatever, it doesn't even matter. But I've had friends, I've had family associate themselves with me because they're like, oh, you said this or you said that. And I'm like, yes, but that's not what I believe. It's just entertainment, you know? And in this day and age where everybody's afraid to say the wrong thing, I'm like, I'm done with it. And so I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, even I understand I'm an extreme case and I do it on purpose just because I don't fucking care. But I understand it has to be rough for some people, and maybe you're one of them, for you to kind of it's hard to let go and put yourself out there, you know, open yourself up to scrutiny. So, you know, I can definitely relate. Has that been a problem for you, or is that something you're trying to?
I wouldn't say it's like a huge issue for me. I'm just saying we're all human, and you know, at the end of the day, there are times where I feel like, you know, very human. I feel putting yourself out there, you know, it's a way we act that is, I can't find the word for it. What is it? I would say
it's like sociological.
Well, that, but also, when you're alone, it's isolating to put yourself out there. When you're the only one doing that you know of, it's isolating because you're putting
Oh, yeah.
You're opening up that chest that you had closed of internal things that you are projecting. So absolutely, you are putting yourself out there and at risk of vulnerability. So
yeah. Oh, it's definitely a lonely life. Well, not for you, asshole. You got a producer. You don't know. Not true. No, I have, it's definitely been something that it was at first, you know, and it was more so with the podcast, I guess it wasn't as much of an obstacle for me because I had already kind of overcome that hurdle with what was harder for me was music. When I waited, I didn't put my first album out until I'm 35 now. I didn't put my first album out until I was like 28 or 30, somewhere around there. Because I was always like, well, it's everybody's going to hear it. And they're going to be like, well, you know, they're going to judge me based on it's like, well, is this how he feels? Is this how he thinks? You know, all that. So for me, it was more so music. And you know how people are terrified for other people to hear them sing?
Yeah, of course.
I'm no different. I hate my voice. I hate my talking voice. I hate everything, you know, but for me, to truly be free and to truly create the way that one should to truly put everything into it, you have to let go. That's what people don't understand. And that's what I think a lot of people don't, in their lack of understanding, also have a lack of appreciation. So, you know, us podcasters got to stick together.
You know, freedom of expression, freedom of choice to practice in free speech. Sad thing about free speech is that no one said anything about repercussions. You know, of course, you know, you can't, there's certain things today that the common public is not going to see, you know, like the mainstream public is not going to see as, you know, politically correct. But, you know, at the end of the day, if this brings you joy, then why stop? I mean, that's something that I've had to deal with myself. I did 10 episodes of a podcast with a friend of mine back in Houston called Hit the Topic Podcast. It got better towards the end, but man, we sucked. Episode, and I'm like, my oh my, I had way too many beers. Like, my oh my, what the heck was I thinking? But
drunk casting is never a good look.
Oh, it's terrible. oh, absolutely. So I want to say, you know, I appreciate you coming through and being my first guest on my first podcast of my brand new podcast show.
It's an honor. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Jaden, thank you so much. I'd love to have you back on, and maybe you'll have me on your podcast someday. We'll see.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, well, you know, you can call in. The way I normally do it is I'll do a short interview, and then I'll have a character come on and, you know, playfully break your balls. So it's always a good time.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. And all right. Enjoy.
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Wanted to thank our guest, Jaden Rivera, for being on the show today. It was truly a pleasure to chat. Definitely learned he has a wicked sense of humor and definitely is not PC when it comes to topics, but more than an interesting conversation. And I hope you all enjoy.